Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On October 18th, young science professionals from 10 Chinese research and policy institutions met with 10 American young scientists at the Department of State in Washington, D.C. for the third U.S.-China Young Scientist Forum. The first two Young Scientist Forums were held in Beijing in 2011 and early 2012. The Young Scientist Forum is one of the initiatives created by the Science and Technology Working Group of the U.S.-China Consultation on People-to-People Exchange. The U.S.-China Consultation on People-to-People Exchange, launched in Beijing in 2010 by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the People's Republic of China State Councilor Liu Yangdong, aims to enhance people-to-people exchanges between the citizens of the United States and China in the areas of education, culture, sports, women's issues, and science and technology. Collaboration in science and technology is an important and dynamic area of the U.S.-China bilateral relationship, dating back to the 1979 U.S.-China Science and Technology Cooperation Agreement. As the landscape of science continues to become more global, the Consultation on People-to-People Exchange Science and Technology Working Group helps young scientists in both countries develop skills to productively engage with colleagues around the world to solve the world's most pressing problems. Science and science-based approaches make tangible improvements in people's lives, and science technology outreach serves as a powerful tool to reach important segments of civil society. Science and technology cooperation helps ensure the establishment of internationally recognized scientific standards. It also has significant indirect benefits, contributing to solutions which encourage sustainable economic growth, promoting goodwill, strengthening political relationships, and advancing the frontiers of knowledge for the benefit of all.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.